Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com.
$22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you. That's what we like to do here on Herb Talk. Thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. Oh, Magical Engineer Frank and I got a great show. We are going to be talking about some genes, not the kind that you wear, but, you know, your genetic code. And we're going to talk about some of the new scientific research they've discovered, how genes are connected to social behaviors. Anyway, it's really kind of interesting what they're doing. And since we're going to be talking about behaviors and kind of in the vicinity of the brain, we're going to hit a few more topics on that as well. Hopefully this will fit it all in this hour. And we do have a quack report, but before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and Semper Fi to righteous men and women in uniform. Can't forget them. I am hitting the knees and seeking the Lord's face. Hope you are too. And today's devotional is from Psalms 19. And we're in paragraph 7. It says, The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandments of the Lord are pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever, and the judgments of the Lord are true and righteousness altogether. Moreover, by them, this is thy servant has been keeping of the law, and this is a great reward. So absolutely, you know, spend some time in prayer with the Lord. It's never wasted time. It's always a blessing. Your day's going to go much better, and you may learn a few things. And, mind time, it grows short. Without further ado, let's do the quack report. All right, thanks, Frank. We mentioned Dr. Suzanne Humphreys the other day because she's the one that kind of came out and said if you get a flu shot, you emit the flu or you shed the flu virus. 630% more viral particles come from people who are vaccinated than non-vaccinated. Actually, there was a clinical study on that said you have a 90% chance of shedding the virus for like 28 days if you get the flu shot. Anyway, she's back at it, saying that she has been noticing an increased number of kidney conditions that she's observed in conjunction with flu vaccinations. Of course, you know, she's not real popular with the establishment right now, and you can guess why. And more people are kind of dying. The news reports are telling you from the flu, and it's because, you know, what do? They go to the doctor, they go to the hospital, they go to the Minute Clinic, and they get Tylenol, and they shut off their immune system. So that's real dumb. Moving along in the quack report,
have any teenagers that drink the energy drinks? They say 40% of the teens that drink these beverages are experiencing some adverse events. Chapman University did a study on this, and they say 40% listed side effects, and the common side effects were insomnia, jittery feeling, heart palpitations, abdominal pain, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, headache, chest pains, labored breathing, and seizures. Wow. May want to stay off of that. All right, last but not least in the quacker, they said the Mediterranean diet is linked to lowering your risk of prostate cancer. That's right. This is a study that was published in the Journal of Urology. And the team of scientists from Spain discovered that Mediterranean diet less prostate cancer compared to the Western diet. Of course, your Mediterranean diet is rich with fruits and vegetables, fish, legumes, olive oil, while our Western diet's full of refined grains, processed meats, soda, sweets, fast food, and a lot of sauces. So they say if you want to avoid the prostate problem, I've been telling you about the Mediterranean diet for years. And so cultural studies say they have less cancer, diabetes, heart disease. So it's a great diet to adopt just for that reason alone. So get to getting. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Thank you, Frank. All right. Yes, we're going to be talking about genes and that control behavior. Yeah, yep. Your DNA. Let's get into it, because this is new research out of Cornell University, and they're seeking to identify which genes are influencing behavior. So science has been kind of busy mapping the human brain. And in this particular study, they presented their findings into the Proceedings of the Royal Society, and they have zeroed in on the anterior hypothalamus region of the brain. And here they are reporting that in this segment of your brain, you get a lot of reproductive behavior, parental care is there, aggression, and so forth. So what we're actually witnessing, though, in all this research that's going on, is the development of a new branch of science that is called social genomics. So genomics is hot in the science world right now. So this is really a study of how your genes are influencing behavior and what is influencing the genes. So we're going to take a look and see where this could lead. Well, there's a lot of signaling pathways in the neurological system. Now, it reminds me of the children's story, Hansel and Gretel, you know, where they had a trail of breadcrumbs, right? And this is really an ideal illustration for this social genomics area of science. So the social behavior that is linked to genes works as a biological signaling pathway. Now, if scientists follow the signal, where and when it happens, it is like the breadcrumbs leading them to the genes that are involved. So that's how they're kind of, you know, connecting the dots there. Now, in the last 20 years or so, science has really identified a lot of genes, and a lot of it's really now DNA concrete. It's, you know, it's solid research. It's there. It's accepted. And so this DNA concrete is really set in the inherited strands of DNA that most people get from different regions of the world, you know, where you can check your DNA and see where your ancestry is and that kind of stuff. Now, science states that social factors influence your genes and activity of your genes. So our DNA gets coded with what is called the cellular behavior. So genes express themselves when the DNA is transferred to your RNA, and then there's this protein conversion. So the proteins actually will shape your cell structure and regulate things such as movement. Oh, Frank, are we late for a break, sweetheart? Why didn't you jump up and down and flag me down? Got to take a break. Be right back.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
Millions of Americans are using prescribed medicines daily and putting up with the risk of side effects. If you feel trapped on lifelong drugs and want off of them, there is a way. Pharmaceutical products create a weakness and dependency. Eventually, weakness leads to failure. The solution is sources that are strengtheners, which lead to restoration. Contact Apothecary Herbs for their free product catalog and discover what professional strength herbal formulas can do for your heart, kidneys, pancreas, digestion, prostate, brain, and more. Call now 866-229-3663 or visit online thepowerherbs.com. Call now to order and empower yourself. 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. Hey, we're back here on Herb Talk, and we're talking about these genes. Your genetic code being influenced and influencing your behavior. So right before the break, we were talking about how the DNA and the RNA is involved and creates this cellular behavior, and a protein is produced, and then the proteins shape the cell structure and then regulate things inside the cell like movement, metabolism, neurotransmitters, and these biochemical responses, for instance, fight or flight. And, you know, some people just wonder, how is science coming up with this stuff? Well, you know how that old saying is. It's all about the tools. Now, people do wonder, how on earth did science come up with this explanation of how genes are influencing our behavior? Well, it became about with the invention of the microarray technology that identified DNA and also surveyed the expression of DNA that led to these conclusions. So scientists are able to, at the same time, to map gene activity in the cells. So these tools are revealing that often the gene expression is an exception to the rule, because cells are selective of, you know, which genes they want to express, and then the codes they want to implant on the DNA, which affects the RNA and all those proteins. So scientists have claimed that with this technology, that our environment and our experiences influence which genes are getting transcribed in the cell nuclei. So this has kind of led scientists to believe that, quote, social behavior can be regulated through gene expression. So some examples would be regulating through things like society stress, like terrorism, or isolation, or pandemics, otherwise known as disease progression, especially of strong viruses. So anything that, you know, kind of influences society is going to change our genes. That's what they're saying. Here's a quote from Andrew Bass. He's professor of neurobiology at College of Arts and Sciences, and he says this:
We are beginning to better understand how changing patterns in gene expression relate to short-term changes in the behavioral state. End of quote. Well, and then there's the accelerated cells that can come out of all this. So science has figured out through gene expression that certain social influences can cause what is known as accelerator cells, or cells that spike a certain immune system response, such as influences your white blood cell count and maybe inflammation, things like that. So in essence, they are learning how to steer the immune system, yeah, through gene expression. Interesting. So imagine scientists can maybe regulate your immune system up or down during a viral infection. So they think they understand that the genes that are involved in the making of, let's say, your antibodies, your killer T cells, and therefore they have what is called this molecule framework. Therefore, they are suggesting that social isolated individuals, you know, maybe, or those that are exposed to recurrent threat of loss, those types of people will be, they say, more susceptible to inflammation and heart disease and viral infections. And this could explain why the elderly in nursing homes who, you know, don't see their family members much and then get an influenza vaccine, they don't fare so well, you know. Well, then they claim to have found an immune system key, because through the study of this socialized genomics, they have discovered an immune system key. Apparently, the immune system has genes that are highly sensitive to social conditions. For instance, emotional stress, they say, can lower your resistance to infectious disease. But a lot of this is being orchestrated, and I guess as a test. So it would appear that science is maybe attempting to find ways to remodel the human body through gene expression, which is influenced by our environment. And we are all in this experiment together when environmental conditions are altered, and thereby, you know, altering psychological and behavioral responses. So your experiences not only shape your future, but also your DNA as well. Here's a quote from Steve Cole. He's a researcher at David Geffen School of Medicine. He says, "Molecule composition of our cells constitutes the physical machinery by which we perceive and respond to the world around us. Molecule composition is subject to remodeling by social environmental influences. Future research will be to determine which genes would be subject to social regulation, which types of social conditions elicit these dynamics," end of quote. So they're trying to find a way to control this. I guess you figured that out, because I know you guys are smart out there. Well, and then they mentioned the brain receptors, because back in 1999, Emory University Health Science Center did some research, and they discovered some links between DNA sequences, brain chemistry, and your social behavior. They reported that gene manipulation of brain receptors made an unsocial mouse, you know, a little, you know, mouse with whiskers, more social. So they were able to take, you know, the introverted mouse and made him more extroverted. So brain receptors are actually influenced by hormones. So with gene manipulation, the scientists were able to control a behavior such as communication, aggression, sexual behavior, and even memory. So the research shows how simple, really, it is to make mice transgender. That's what they were doing with the poor little mice. Here's a quote from Dr. Thomas Insull. He's the Emory University Health Science Center. He said, "What is really intriguing about this is that a change in the promoter sequence of a single gene can lead to a new pattern of receptor expression in the brain and result in a profound difference in something as complex as social behavior." Goodness. I mean, you know, I mean, this isn't like being at the vending machine. You put your quarter in, you punch the code for what you want, but that's basically what I think they're trying to do in social behavioral engineering. So what can we conclude from this research? Well, there's a number of factors going on that influence DNA, that influence our metabolism and our behavior. For instance, you know, food directly influences your DNA for the better or worse within 6 days. And now imagine what tobacco and alcohol or vaccines with animal DNA and other ingredients are doing to influencing your human DNA. So within the halls of science, there will forever be this debate regarding the influence of nature versus nurture. And with regard to what is influencing our DNA, the factor of vulnerability and resilience should be taken into account. So interactions with the environment really isn't the only influence. There's also the spiritual connection to consider. And we have to wonder what experiments are really going on, what's being conducted using social media, prescription medicines, and even our atmosphere. Think about those things. So if you do have a lot of power, though, right now, protecting your DNA. That's right. You don't have to subscribe to social media, and you can control the fuel that you're putting in your body. So foods and antioxidants and medicinal herbs go a long way to preservation of your DNA. For instance, ginger root and turmeric have been known to have properties that reverse DNA damage. So if you're interested, call the folks at Apothecary Herbs and order their whole food nutrition in their body food mix, which is awesome. Ginger root, they have that in a liquid. And also they have a lot of metabolism support with the sun-dried Celtic sea salt with your minerals that your body needs. Helps you make neurotransmitters, electrolytes for the nervous system, and so on. So dead salt is what everybody else has got. So get something that's alive and has nutrition in it that the body will wake it up. Call them and get a catalog or place an order at 866-229-3663. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663. Or you can visit them on the web at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com, because if you're serious about herbs, you need this professional strength formula by Apothecary Herbs. So if you're on their website, do sign up for the newsletters. They're very popular. People are enjoying them. We get some great feedback, and we post it up there so you can see what people are saying. And there's no subscription fee, so you can get a lot of empowering information each week for free. The American Survival goes out on Tuesday, and the Health Quest goes out later in the week. So you can sign up for free at thepowerherbs.com. Just click on books and newsletters and sign up for free and get a free catalog while you're there. I can see by the clock we got to take another break. We'll be back with more. Right back. Proactive about improving your health can seem like a big job. I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I'd like to share my health secrets to better health. The first step is to remove metabolic blockages caused by toxins. Next is to infuse organic whole food nutrients to help repair and replenish organ function. You'll be amazed at how simple and effective this is when using my professional strength, herbal organ cleanses, and body foundation food mix. To order or for a free product catalog, call Apothecary Herbs now, 866-229-3663, online, thepowerherbs.com. Call now to order my organ cleanses and body food mix and be empowered, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless. Looking for an herb book with healing secrets that will empower you? You will want the Power Herbs book, filled with chapters on how to purge more toxins, best way to boost your immune system, how to make basic herbal tinctures, plus there's a symptom herb reference guide. Written by herbalist Wendy Wilson, the Power Herbs book offers hundreds of pages of essential information you won't want to be without, all for just $14.99. Available only in e-book formats for iPad, Kindle, and PDF. To order your copy today, visit thepowerherbs.com and download your Power Herbs e-book for just $14.99. Don't wait another minute to be empowered with natural solutions for everyday problems. Order the Power Herbs ebook now at thepowerherbs.com. So we have the brain on the brain tonight, and we're talking about brain stress now, since we were talking about the genetic codes and the influences there with the neurotransmitters. I thought we'd talk about how we can lighten the load with stress. You know, stress is kind of a powerful stimulus, and what stresses one person out may not stress another. So how we perceive stress really will dictate and determine how our brains are dealing with the stress and how it affects our other responses. So this could explain why more women than men have more emotional disorders prompted by chronic stress than men do. So we're going to take a look at how the body is dealing with stress and see what we can do, give it a helping hand, diffuse some of that negative activity, and be less stressful. Well, according to Dr. Wang, he's a professor of neurology at the University of Pennsylvania School of Medicine, his research on how stress affects men and women is very different. And Dr. Wang says that women experience twice the rate of depression, anxiety, and other behavioral disorders than men do from stress. So he thinks it's because the female processes stress in the brain different, in a different part of the brain actually, compared to where men process their stress. So according to some research out of the University of Pennsylvania School of Medicine, the female brain processes and responds to stress in a region of the brain that manages emotion. With regards to how men manage stress, it occurs in an area of their brain where the fight or flight response is housed. So in this area of a man's brain, you get a lot of hormones in the hypothalamic pituitary adrenal axis area of the brain where it's all released. So the differences is in these brain areas is going to affect how they deal, the sexes deal with stress, and also will dictate the physical response. Now, in females, the researchers say when we respond to stress in our areas of our brain, we deal with it in a tend-to-befriend response. You know, it's more of a softer attitude towards dealing with stress, you know, because it's really in that area of the brain where you have a lot of those nurturing pathways. Because, you know, we're the caregivers of children. And this could explain why stress in females will generate a stronger or longer lasting effect compared to men. Men, you know, they get over stuff quick. Now, they'll just punch a hole in the wall and they'll be good. Well, it's because you process it differently in a different region, a more aggressive area of the brain, I should say. So this allows males to deal quickly with a threat and be done with it. With females, the effects of stress are felt more intensely and for longer periods, which can explain why females have a higher incidence of depression and anxiety and other issues there. Well, you know, and in their research, they said they found a hidden brain circuit. Because everybody has encountered someone that, you know, do you know of anybody that's cool under fire? You know, they're just cool as a cucumber. You can lob on the pressure, and they're it's like it's not even bothering them. You have to ask, does that have something to do with how their brain is processing things? Well, research that was done in 2010 at the University of Copenhagen, they published their results in the Journal of Nature Neuroscience, and they stated that they found this hidden neuron circuit that helps us deal with stress under lots of pressure. So according to the research, the hidden neuron may enable men and animals to escape danger. So the research is suggesting that when we are under stress to perform, this latent neuron circuit is activated to assist us in extremely stressful conditions and situations. So the brain is said to have billions of neurons and trillions of connections, which makes finding this hidden neuron, well, it's like a needle in a haystack. How do you find it? Well, it turns out the research team at Copenhagen tested their theory using a worm, which has this, a worm has a simple nervous system. It only has 302 neurons. And granted, humans are not worms, but they found the worm to have a hidden neuron circuit as well. And it was influenced by sensory perception when it was under stress. So how do you stress out a worm, you know? Well, what they did is they restricted oxygen levels that were available to the worm, and it sensed the low oxygen levels, and it activated this unknown neural circuit, influenced the neural receptors and regulators to flip on. And so I guess the worm started wiggling a little faster, but the oxygen depletion actually will do the same thing when you test it on animal subjects, you know, mammals. So this resulted in behavioral changes. You know, it was a survival thing now, instinct, right? Well, and the medical science has also speculated that prolonged or chronic stress increases the risk of having mental breakdowns. So there's really no doubt that post-traumatic stress causes a lot of mental strain and some disorders. And certain occupations expose us to high risk in stress-induced conditions, and we can become mentally ill. So can anxiety damage the brain? That's a question that came up. Well, the question was asked by Baycrest Health Science Center and the Rotman Research Institute. So in 2016, they did some research, and it got published actually in the Journal of Current Opinion in Psychiatry. And they say humans can expect they will encounter stress causing anxiety and fear as part of life. However, it is usually temporary, and our elevated emotional responses are occasional and brief. But examples would be if you went to, like, say, a job interview, or you're taking an important exam, okay? Because, you know, once you're over the interview and you're out of your exam, all that stress is gone. But when you get intense stress experience that's more frequent or more consistent, then this puts a little strain on our metabolism and our brain. We're always in perpetual alert status. So if relief is going to escape us, then we get a cumulative effect of stress, and it puts us at greater risk, according to the science. And they're calling this pathological chronic stress. And the level of stress has very negative effects on the immune system, metabolic functions, cardiovascular system, cognitive impairment, where you maybe not you get disoriented, maybe not be able to navigate, perceive where you are. Also brain atrophy, where the hippocampus region for long-term memory can suffer. So if chronic stress creates pathological anxiety, it can affect, they said, the prefrontal cortex of the brain, and you get more of a degeneration of the brain structure itself. And you can get severe depression and even dementia. So you can get an accelerated Alzheimer's disease was an example that the research team gave. Here is a quote from Dr. Linda Ma. She's professor of geriatric psychiatry, University of Toronto. She says stress-induced damage to the hippocampus region of the brain or the frontal cortex area is not completely irreversible. Physical activity, antidepressive therapies have been found to increase and regenerate this area of the brain. Well, that's awesome. Remember they told us the brain can't regenerate for decades, we were told that? Well, they backpedaling on that one. Now, according to also the research team said that they didn't lean towards using prescription antidepressants in their research to deal with any symptoms of stress and did advocate other interventions, including exercise to assist the neurotransmitters, mindfulness meditation type of training, behavioral therapy, and so on. So these therapies help reduce stress, improve the coping mechanisms that deal with stress, and also reduce the risk of neuropsychiatric stress damage and disorders. So there's more than one way to deal with things, and they are finding them all. Now, a lot of times when we're stressed out, it makes it hard for us to learn new things or to remember things. As we've mentioned, some people can thrive under stress better than others. Actually, they can eat it for lunch. They love it. Now, a German study published in January back in 2017 from Ruhr University of Bochum, they found that stress hormone cortisol blocks brain perception and some of our sensors. So the research was published in the Journal of Psychoneuroendocrinology and Neuroscience. So earlier research also showed that stress can block memory, but they didn't know where the memory interruption was happening, where the stress was blocking it. So they were assuming it was stress-induced cortisol affecting it. So this explains why some severely traumatized individuals don't have any memory of the events. They may have to remember it later. So this is especially true if the sensation of touch was involved in the trauma. And they tested their theory on two groups of people. One group was given an injection of cortisol and the other a placebo. And the group that got the cortisol, it blocked their synaptic brain connection and almost all their memory and simulation by touch was all gone. They don't remember a thing. Well, it's the way you test it, I guess. Now, here's a quote from Dr. Oliver Wolf. He's a cognitive psychologist, and he says, our data is showing that a single dose of cortisol not only disrupts memory in the hippocampus, but it also has substantial effect in the sensory areas of the brain. So, you know, feeling a touch, you know, so you've got more sensory cells on your skin than you'd have sensory cells in your brain. Now, also researchers concluded that stress releases the cortisol and it blocks or suppresses synaptic connections necessary for learning. So students under a lot of stress have difficulty remembering their lessons. And for this instance, they don't need rehab. They don't need drugs. They need a change in their environment is what they need. So children in school and stressful home environments, especially. All right, so let's talk about powering up the brain with some whole food nutrition, because there's a list of foods that really the brain uses, because you have to generate enough energy for the brain to run on all day. So fruits and nuts are excellent, and according to Dr. James Penland, he's with the Department of Agriculture Human Nutritional Research Center, he said fruits and nuts contain a lot of minerals like boron, which stimulates electrical activity in the brain. So if you are low on this trace mineral, your brain will operate at a lower capacity and not produce enough alpha waves, and you won't be as alert, and you'll feel kind of drowsy. Apparently, our brains are super sensitive to even the slightest change in diet or depletion of 3 milligrams of trace minerals. So you got to keep that on top of that. Oh, we're taking a break. We'll be right back. Millions of Americans are using prescribed medicines daily and putting up with the risk of side effects. If you feel trapped on lifelong drugs and want off of them, there is a way. Pharmaceutical products create a weakness and dependency. Eventually, weakness leads to failure. The solution is sources that are strengtheners, which lead to restoration. Contact Apothecary Herbs for their free product catalog and discover what professional strength herbal formulas can do for your heart, kidneys, pancreas, digestion, prostate, brain, and more. Call now 866-229-3663 or visit online thepowerherbs.com. Call now to order and empower yourself. 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. 22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. Hey, we're back here on Herb Talk. And we're talking about our brain, the noodle upstairs. And right before the break, we were talking about some of the minerals your brain notices if you're just down by a little bit, like 3 milligrams. So you're going to find boron, which apparently your brain loves, in nuts, seeds, legumes, peaches, apples, pears, grapes, oranges, leafy vegetables, broccoli. If you have, let's say, 4 ounces of peanuts, it's going to give you 3 milligrams of boron. Also, your calcium-rich fruits and vegetables and herbs also will come with boron and magnesium, so your body can absorb that calcium, so you'll get it there as well. So don't underestimate the power of God's herbs to assist your brain. You're going to find lots of boron in your calcium-rich foods and herbs. If you need a little assistance, if you think you're a little under the bar there, try the calcium liquid at Apothecary Herbs. It's made from all whole food herbal sources with your calcium, boron, magnesium already in the plant. So God did that chemistry. It's already perfect. Can't improve on that. Also, they do have a brain concentrate formula, which will help as well. And also, they have natural B vitamins in your body food mix for the central nervous system. So check it out at thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com, or give them a call at 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. Okay, we got a few minutes, and I want to ask this question. That's that old saying that some believe this myth, that we're only using 10% of our brain capacity. Is that true? Frank, do you think that's true? I get a heads up from him. He think, I don't know. Well, how did that belief get started, that we're only using 10% of our brains? He thinks 25%. Frank, you think 25%? Well, who suggested that we walk around with a 90% vacancy upstairs? Really? More importantly, why did people believe it? Well, according to Dr. Barry Gordon, he's a neurologist, Johns Hopkins School of Medicine in Baltimore, he says the myth took root because people tend to be concerned with their own shortcomings, and who wouldn't like to think that they could activate the rest of their brain and they could, you know, become Einstein, I guess, you know. So Dr. Gordon reports that there is really no one person to blame for the myth, but he alludes to some interesting candidates, like the author William James, who wrote that humans use only a small part of their brains. Also, Albert Einstein, who may have made a comparison to the highlight his own intellect, but Gordon says that it's really a myth. Your brain powers down but when we're resting, at which time he says, you use less of your brain, but most of the time we use most of our brains at its full capacity. Here is a quote from Dr. Gordon. He says, put another way, the brain represents 3% of the body's weight and uses 20% of the body's energy, which is pretty good comparison. Actually, it kind of gives you a picture of, what kind of power you need. So the brain oversees a lot of bodily functions, like your thinking, of course, your cognitive thought, but also it regulates movement, coordination, balance, also the involuntary functions like breathing. And the brain is the power pack that deploys the firing of a lot of neurons, and that eats up a lot of energy that the brain needs. So scientists think that the rest of the brain oversees a lot of our consciousness and unconscious activities like heart rate, things like that. So here is a quote from Robin Boyd, Scientific American, who says, it is not that we use 10% of our brains, merely that we only understand about 10% of how it functions. Probably more accurate. Well, let's get into some brain tidbits, shall we? Science tells us our brains weigh about 3 pounds, and it's made up of 75% water. The brain's gray matter is the area that contains about 100 billion neurons. The white matter of the brain is where the dendrites and the axons are, and there's where this network that carries all these neuron signals. And there are approximately 1,000 to 10,000 synapses per neuron. So everyone is considered a fathead, basically, since the brain is made of about 60% fat, too. So the brain is this organ in our body that feels no pain because there are no pain receptors. So you're probably wondering how people can experience headaches if there's no pain receptors there. Well, according to science, the pain is from the pressure that the skull muscles and the skin are sensing, as well as pressure in your sinus cavity and your neck muscles are sensing. So the pain signals travel on these nerves called nociceptors, and these areas are close to the brain, and you just think that you have a headache. Now, for this reason, this is how brain surgeons really, though, can operate on patients while they're awake because it doesn't cause pain. So our brains can live about 6 minutes without oxygen before it dies. And according to some studies from New York, children who ate lunch devoid of artificial ingredients and preservatives increased their IQ by 14%. Now, in 2003, there was a study that was in the Discover magazine, and it reported that if we eat fish once a week, we'll reduce our risk of dementia by 30%. So if you wonder why you can't, tickle yourself, well, it's because your brain knows the difference between unexpected touch and your own touch. And when your ears ring occasionally, you probably thought that your ear is tuning itself, so improve your hearing. It's actually your brain doing a sound check. So if you fight with your spouse over the thermostat in the winter, it's because those that feel the cold more have more sensitive channels that send a cold signal to their brain. Also, when you laugh, it requires 5 different areas of your brain to work at one time. And that explains a lot why some people don't have a sense of humor, right? All right, so the average number of thoughts that you experience per day, you want to take a guess, Frank? How many thoughts per day do you think you have? Let's see what it's almost like counting, guessing at how many jelly beans are in the jar, he says too many. Well, according to science, you have about 70,000 thoughts per day. Goodness, right? All right, what about some brain food? Well, obviously, your brain has a lot of nervous system elements, so you want to feed it some natural vitamin B. So you're not going to find natural vitamin B in a jar of supplements at, your Target or your Walmart. Those are synthetic versions, and they're made from fermented bacteria, so they're not really vitamin B. So your brain, your nervous system needs natural B vitamins. Your brain needs plenty of water. It needs to stay hydrated. That's why, you know, you get a headache if you drank too much, because you're really dehydrated your brain. Also, the brain needs proper circulation. It also needs natural cholesterol to work properly. So this is why when you get on anti-cholesterol drugs, your memory fails or suffers. So you want to protect your brain and not overdo a lot of that stuff. And so you want to watch the cholesterol drugs, and you want to watch the alcohol, and you want to watch the smoking. And you want to watch those things that cause a lot of inflammation or encephalitis in the brain. So if you're looking for some natural B vitamins, like I've mentioned in the first part of the show, the folks at Apothecary Herbs have this organic powder mix called Body Food Mix, and you just throw it in a beverage or a smoothie, and you're going to get your vitamins, your minerals, your amino acids, your plant proteins, and it's pretty much broad spectrum there. And it's all whole food, so it's perfectly balanced because it's all whole food. It's not synthetics. Let's guess how many mega doses you need. Your body can do a lot more on less when it's whole food balanced. The chemistry is perfect. So, and we don't take the credit for that. God gets the credit for that every day, all the time. See, so check out their Body Food Mix. It's one of the most popular items there. If you need help with memory, their Brain Concentrate has ginkgo with circulatory herbs to get it to the brain area. They do also have heart formulas if you're worried about that and want to get off the drugs. So pain products that are natural, doesn't interfere your immune system, don't want to do that. So check it out. They got a lot there for you. Powerherbs.com if you want to check them out online, or call this number, get a free catalog mailed to you. The number is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. And if you're on there now, or if you're going to get on there later, definitely hit the tab for books and newsletters, and you can sign up for the newsletters that go out each week, and they're absolutely free. And they're packed full of healthy information. Now, the American Survival goes out on Tuesdays, and typically it has some investment information in there as well from the folks at Discount Gold and Silver Trading, which is always great to have, so you understand what's going on in the markets. And, of course, then you have the healthy side with the natural therapy info. And, of course, the Health Quest goes out later in the week, and that's all about organic healthy info, so you can check that out at thepowerherbs.com. Sign up for free, get it in your email each and every week, and you can opt out anytime. Catalogs are free as well, or you can download that right there off the website. There's a download link when you check out with a catalog in your cart. Of course, it's free. So you'll be sent a download link, and you can just download the catalog to your computer if you prefer. So don't have to wait then for the postman to bring it to you. But, you know, some people are old-fashioned. I'm old-fashioned. I like having a catalog in my hand. I just like to flip through them. I like to look at them. You know, computer's great and everything, but, you know, sometimes I don't want to have to power it up to see what herbs I can use, right? I know, I'm out of time. I'm out of time. Information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician if you dare before using any product or therapy. And I do have a list of suggestions for new topics. I will get to those. Thank you for sharing. I appreciate you guys responding. So thepowerherbs.com is where your healthcare options just became endless. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.